Linda Márquez was a spirited activist for the Latino community in Longmont whose work touched civic engagement, education and immigration issues. She was an inspiration to her three daughters, Monica, Sonia and Socorro, who plan on continuing her legacy as a fighter for marginalized communities. Linda Márquez was born in Longmont in 1955. It was here that Linda Márquez discovered her passion for advocating for marginalized communities, according to her daughter Sonia Márquez. As a child, Linda Márquez witnessed, firsthand, the cruelties of discrimination. In those days, Mexican-American families had to enter through the back of the store, prohibited from entering through the same door as the white customers. Signs that read, "No dogs or Mexicans allowed," prohibited Latinos from entering some buildings in Longmont. She felt unwelcomed, noted Sonia Márquez. "My mom and aunties and cousins who were born here in this country during that time, it was really hard to feel a sense of belonging and connection because of all the historical racism and how truly racist Longmont was at that time," Sonia Márquez said. Linda Márquez was outspoken even as a youth and cared deeply about betting the lives of all Latinos through education and activism. She participated in walkouts during her time as a student at Longmont High School, fighting for change and began working towards creating a welcoming environment for other Latinx youth. Linda Márquez instilled pride in being Mexican-American in her daughters and grandchildren from a young age through cooking, playing music and ensuring family quality time. Along with remembering their roots, Linda Márquez allowed her daughters to participate in civic engagement and activism early in their lives. She never shied away from teaching them the realities of being Mexican-American in the United States. When Sonia Márquez was 10 years old, Linda took her by the hand and knocked on registered voters' doors and to educate them on elections and voting rights. "I just remember walking up to doors and being like, 'Why are we doing this?' And she said to me, 'Voting is a way to use your voice and there are many people who don't have this right and many people who suffered and even died for this right. It's our obligation to do this,'" Sonia Márquez said. Linda created voting guides for the Latinx community before they were made readily available and helped the first Latina City Council member of Longmont, Susie Hidalgo Faring, get elected in 2019. If you can imagine, she was born in 1955 and never had anybody that looked like her represent her until 4 or 5 years ago, Sonia Márquez said. In her later life, Linda Márquez came across health complications, creating an obstacle for her active fight against oppression. "She didn't let this stop her," her daughters said. Even though Linda Márquez couldn't participate in marches or stand on street corners with signs for long hours, she amplified her voice through social media, educating the Longmont community on issues. She also became a founding member of Longmont Latinx Voices, or LLV, a nonprofit organization that focuses on providing resources for underprivileged youth. LLV gave Linda Márquez an opportunity to be involved in the later years of her life, interviewing council members and organizing fundraisers. Although Linda Márquez passed in November 2022, her legacy continues, her daughters said. "My family and I will continue to do this work in her honor because that's what she taught us and what was important to her," Sonia Márquez said. Leo Márquez Sánchez, Sonia Márquez's son, has been witness to his grandmother's progressive work and kindness. "Abuela said being kind is the most important thing you need in your life," Leo Márquez said. LLV created a scholarship named after Linda Márquez open to any student in the St. Vrain Valley School District. "It's a scholarship that brought great joy to Linda Márquez and the family," Sonia Márquez added. "It's just one way of honoring her and it's something that's going to trickle on and be able to continue other young Latinos through their education," Sonia Márquez said. Beyond her activism and dedication to the improvement of Latino wellness in Longmont, her daughters remember her as a positive presence and an inspiration. "Even if she met you one day or if she'd known you a decade, she knows your story, knows who you are and had a genuine care for others," Monica Márquez said.